Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's get into some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral about America's team from America's team. We'll get to all the Cowboys stuff in just a minute. I think the top story of the day for the Mavs comes from an insider report saying Mark Cuban, Mavs minority owner now, has been exiled from basketball operations by Harrison, is back at the table. And I'm told that radical roster changes have already been discussed by Dallas's new brain trust. Big changes could be coming to Big D. That's from Chris Mannix, longtime NBA insider. And, you know, that's to me exciting. I've been talking on NBA Twitter throughout the day with one Mavs fan who just wants me to clarify that it's not easy to decide to rebuild. But you rebuild when you understand that our roster currently as constructed is flawed and there's no way to significantly improve it with without altering the things in a way that would prevent us from winning a championship. So to me, yes, you can be exiled. You can have a horrible run where all of a sudden your star players start to get hurt, like the Trailblazers with Greg Oden and Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge, or the 76ers where Ben Simmons just had a crisis after his first 4 years in the league and never could return to the MVP guy that he was. So Philadelphia, they were there. I mean, they were like the OKC Thunder before the OKC Thunder, number one seed in the playoffs, and they were on their way to eventually building towards that championship. But you're right. You know, sometimes you draft a Markelle Fultz, but that's the risk you have to take. And I think by far the bigger risk now for the Mavs, it's like, which is the worst of these, would be staying committed to an injury-prone roster that only has one point guard who's 34 years old in Kyrie Irving. You know, like, if I floated last hour, if you could get LeBron James for Klay Thompson and Daniel Gafford, now I'm thinking, okay, let's maybe see this thing through for at least 5 more months and see what happens in May and June. Let's see if this magical combination of, you know, the 2012 All-NBA team can somehow get the job done in 2025. But, you know, considering all of that, I think the much better way to get you closest to your next championship is embrace the risk. And there's a risk in everything. There's a tremendous risk in building a team around injury-prone players who are over the age of 30. And I just think that, if you want to win a championship, particularly with Cooper Flagg, and that's the other thing about once you make the decision to commit to rebuild, usually you don't have a Cooper Flagg. But the Mavs have an incredible leg up when it comes to evaluating it from that perspective. Okay, the only player that didn't practice today, Brian, was Solomon Thomas. Apparently he has a calf situation.
Calf situation. Need to follow up on that situation. I said situation a couple different times there. But yeah, I'll follow up on that one for you.
Hopefully that's not too bad, but I mean the great news is at his position you added one of the top players in the entire league.
Can I circle back on the Mavs thing with you a little bit?
Sure.
We've talked about Mark Cuban, you know, being back at the table. Do you have a problem with Mark Cuban being back at the table when he's the one that hired Nico?
No. No, he didn't know that Nika was going to go this bad. And by the time it was down that path where it became obvious, he had been neutered. You know, I think if you want to be mad at anybody beyond Nico, it would be Patrick Dumont. But as a new governor, he's just so naive. I can't hold him accountable for that. Like, nobody in his situation would have had a thorough understanding of the situation. But once Dumont empowered Nico to squeeze Cuban out and followed him blindly, you know, I think Cuban, there was no way he could anticipate that
maybe
happening.
Maybe the worst thing that could have happened was, not for us, you know, for the Mavs fans, that we got to go to an NBA Finals, that it brought Nico credibility with Patrick Dumont.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That Nico could do no wrong.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if Mark Cuban was the one that brought Nico here. It was a radical, out of left field move.
His intention was good. His heart was in a good place, and you can't control what happens, you know, after you set the events in motion. He thought that he had made a great decision, and he's acknowledged that he didn't.
Yeah.
But those things were beyond his control, and I don't think he had any way of understanding that was how it was going to go.
Yeah.
Open competition at right tackle, Brian.
Yeah.
Should we be encouraged by this? Is there any way Nate Thomas will be better than Terrence Steele?
The thing about it, I'm one of these guys that have been screaming for Nate Thomas to play. He got in the game the other day against a team that really didn't rush the passer all that great. He struggled in the 19 or so plays that he had to, the drop back passes that he was involved with. I was hopeful that he would have played better. He gave up, one less pressure in 25 less snaps.
Yeah.
And so you just wonder, was that just a poor game from him overall? I like Nate Thomas a lot.
He was good at left tackle early in the season.
He was. He was good, but he's got to be able to play swing. He's got to be able to play the left and the right if he's going to do this. And he had an opportunity game the other day to go out there and take this job away from Steele. Go out there and play at a high level, 19 snaps. Maybe you give up a pressure. Maybe you give up two. You can't give up four or five pressures, and be that way. So – I think they're gonna stick with Steele. I really do going into this game. I just think that
short leash though. I mean, we've seen that.
Yeah.
And he's gonna have his hands full with old Crosby. They better have a heck of a plan for him.
I think anybody that plays against Crosby's got his hands full.
Oh, no doubt.
But so they're gonna have to figure out a plan. You just can't let him wreck this game. He's the one guy that can, though.
There's nobody else on the depth chart that could get in here. Is it Adeniji?
I wouldn't go with Adeniji. I would just go ahead and I would try and space the guy, try and chip him, double him, whatever you have to. The one guy that's really good at that kind of stuff is Williams, the back. He's got a feel for where he needs to put himself to help with some pickups and stuff.
Shoddy was asked today on the rookie Savone Revel, the rookie corner, said he's going to play. We want him to play, and I think he'll play well. The rookie third-round pick was activated from IR this week. Are you hearing anything about how good he might play?
Well, there's things that, you've got to, if you go through, how the history of how they get players back, and get them back into the mix. So they, are they going to, where's the ramp-up period? I think with Overshown, it's the, you got to throw him out there in defense. You need him to play linebacker. He's not going to play any special teams for you or anything like that. So just look at the history of what they've done. I could see him playing a few snaps. I could see him playing special teams. I could see him, I'm not saying he's going to go out there and off the word, the first, after the coin toss, is going to be standing out there and playing opposite Bland. But I could see them trying to kind of work him into some stuff initially. Maybe, Carson came on the field the other day, and we were all sitting in the press box and they're playing with Carson. And then you're thinking, well, how many plays has he been out there? That's kind of where he was doing.
He ended up with about 25 or 30 snaps.
Yeah, he played, quite a bit in the game. And so I could see the same thing where we're looking up and maybe he's playing. I think the route for him probably would be maybe to think about, because we've seen this before, could there be a special teams role? We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge opportunity if he can step in and be the rare rookie who can perform at a level. I think I'm more worried about the downside, though, of you putting him out there and a couple of busts happening. And because, I mean,
they're gonna try to protect him as much as they can, But yeah, if you put him out there, if you throw him out in the deep end of the pool right off the go, You know, it could be, you know, you just need him to get his feet wet. That's the thing that Carson was able to do against Arizona. He looked really comfortable. He started to play. And you go back and watch the tape, it's like, okay, he's kind of picking these things up. He's back to looking like he did a little bit at Wake Forest. So, you know, Revelle hadn't played since, you know, it's been September, a year ago September.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it wasn't big-time college football.
Well,
I mean, it's not like he was playing in the SEC.
Well, but yeah, but the thing about it, I personally felt like if he doesn't hurt his knee, he's a first-round pick. That's me.
Wow. I mean, he was a super monster.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
The length, the range, and all. I just hope that everything, I hope all the movement, he is super, super competitive. Let's hope that the physical, he's got the physical traits. Let's hope the knee and all that. I think that Britt Brown and him probably did a damn good job of getting that thing back on track.
Do you need to do more man coverage with him?
He plays zone. He played zone in college. He could play. He's one of these guys. I'm watching these corners play right now in the draft. I'm watching AJ Terrell's brother play at Clemson right now.
Oh.
And so, you know, there's these guys. I've talked about McCoy from Tennessee. They've got these guys now that can play both. They play really good man coverage, but then you watch them play off. They're such good athletes and readers. Terrell's, the kid at Clemson, like, you talk about drive on a ball off coverage. I kind of feel like, though, that this kid, Revelle, he's the same kind of guy. He didn't play like it, you know, at Georgia or Alabama, one of those places, but you watch him play in the Michigan game, and all of a sudden there's a collision on the goal line. It's him and a big 230-pound back, and he brings the guy to the ground like it's a downhill play, and he comes up, hits the guy, and now it's a tackle for a loss.
Gosh, I love that.
And so he's that type of demeanor, that type of player. And so hopefully that'll carry on to what we've seen here, or hopefully it'll carry on for the Cowboys.
I'm still taken back by the idea he would have been a first-round pick. If you combine that with Ezra Rocco and what you have with Tyler Booker, it could be a massive reversal of trend for these drafts.
It's really strange how this thing played out, but if the way my stack went, I had Revelle higher than Booker, higher than Ezra Rocco. So my stack would have been like, I can't remember what Booker's. Booker's was in the—
I think
the,
you had Ezra Rocco ahead of Booker, didn't you?
No, I think I had Ezra Rocco in the 40s on my deal. But the stack was Revelle was the higher of the three guys drafted for me.
So you feel like if he has totally recovered from the knee and 14 months out, why wouldn't you have at this point?
You stole the player if that's the case.
This could get real fun. If he's one of your best three corners.
If all of a sudden you start to see him and he and Britt have worked to the point where he's back and you see the movement and the flexibility, the toughness, the ball hawking that he's able to do. You stole one. We'll see.
Shoddy said Trayvon and Wanye were working out on the side along with Phil Maffa and Peyton Turner. So Wanye still dealing with the migraine headaches. He has gone on IR.
Yeah.
And, you know, I imagine at that point you got to be scouring every possible holistic remedy for migraine headaches. But
those
anybody
no
that
jokes.
Suffered them knows they're totally debilitating.
No jokes.
On having Kenny Clark, Osa, and Quinnen Williams, when you have that much talent on the inside, it's a problem for the offense. And the offense, slowing down the Raiders' offense shouldn't be the problem. To hear Brian back there in Krusty's corner at 340, this Raiders defense is fairly legit, probably around average.
Against the run, yes, absolutely. Now, they really, really struggle, and this is where if you're shoddy and it gets to this point in the game, you should want to maybe go for it every single time because they're at about an 82% clip of getting converted on fourth downs, this team. So maybe it's something that plays in your game. Less than 4 yards a carry, 28 carries a game against them, but average less than 4 yards a carry. So the run defense has got some legitimate elements to it. The pass is going to be pretty much basic. They're going to play, like I said, they're not going to play it that much in nickel. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're one of the top zone teams in the league. We'll see if Dak, I mean, it's going to come down to how well can you stop that number 98 across the line from you. You control him in the game. you could find a way to throw the football on these guys.
Then we got some shoddy on Overshown for you. Appreciate that reset of the Raiders preview on Overshown. Is it fair to say he's going to play the entire game? Maybe we'll see. But where there is kind of a ramp-up pitch count that we have to see how he's feeling. He says, I just want him to play free. I don't want to put too much pressure on him. He also added that he knows Demo will be running to the football and making plays, but they will be smart with his reps. That was from DLLS.
This is encouraging that the fact this is now, I hope this is a grass field they play on, you know, but they had the week off and no game, but UNLV, I mean, I don't know if UNLV plays in the same field. I think they bring fields in and out, but I'm hopeful the fact it's a Monday night game that the Raiders have a clean field and we don't have a chopped up situation with some divots and stuff like that. I mean, a lot better for Overshown to play on a grass field than play maybe on some turf just to start out with.
All righty, great stuff there from Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout with us 5 hours every day here in the G-Bag Nation. What you got cooked up for the hodgepodge tonight, buddy?
We got some college football stuff for you, a culinary update, and we revisit the 2024 Clubhouse conversation with your new Rangers first base coach, Travis Jankowski, a.k.a. Janko, a.k.a. El Blondie, a.k.a. World Series champion next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're in the nation.
Here we go. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation. You're on the Fan. Time for a sports hodgepodge. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Eric.
All right, thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Plenty to get to here. We're about to revisit our conversation in the clubhouse with your new first base coach, Travis Jankowski. Got some college football. What were you doing in, actually, I don't even want to give this away yet. It's a trivia question right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone
listening
to
it is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude motherfucker.
Oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Congratulations to Shohei Ohtani. Three straight now MVPs, four total, all
My
of
goodness.
Them unanimous. Shohei Ohtani is a superhuman, and we will await to see what is going to be with Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, AL MVP. Looking forward to that, but it is Ohtani who is going to be your NL MVP. Now, question for you guys before we get to Janko.
I'm just happy I get to see I've seen the baseball goat now, you know. Saw baseball, saw football, or saw basketball and football, but not baseball up until now. Always had to hear about Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that's
Babe
true.
Ruth has nothing on Shohei.
I took the $100,000 and didn't watch.
Yeah, I know you did. okay, trivia question.
Yeah.
And brought us the encyclopedia, might nail this. This is football guy of the day.
Oh, he's got it.
Not really.
With no Zach here, it's a shoe-in.
Ole Miss versus Florida. The last time Ole Miss beat Florida in a football game was when?
Does it go all the way back to when Archie Manning was quarterback? It doesn't go back that far, does it?
No.
Okay, Eli? How about we'll go back to, might be Billy Brewer. How about 19?
Not that far. It hasn't been that far.
Oh.
But 2008. 2008. Look
ding,
at you,
ding, ding.
Gavin Dawson.
I thought it was some kind of trick question.
Is the Tim Tebow all-time rant, remember?
Oh, is this the halftime rant?
I think it was in the postgame because Florida loses to Ole Miss.
Okay.
Shocking upset. And then Tebow's like, I promise I will do everything.
Oh, I thought
Remember that one?
Yeah, okay.
That's the last time they beat Florida. 2008. 877-881-1053. What did your world look like?
I thought it was a trick question. I was going all the way back to Ole Miss football.
I mean, that's still a long time. Yeah. 17 years.
How many times have they played?
That's a good question. I need to look and see how many times they've actually played. But it's been a long time. What were you doing in 2008? The world certainly looked a little bit different. The number one song going, you had
the thong song?
Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Okay. That was a regrettable era.
You had...
Yo, that song jams, bro.
It does, dude.
Oh, my God. Dawson.
You're right. It does have a good driving type of melody or something.
That's what it is. That beat.
26 times.
I guess.
Yeah.
26 times all time?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All time. That's how many times they've played.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, 2008, you had the Anything's Possible, Kevin Garnett, world champion, Boston Celtics. Phillies won the World Series over the upstart Tampa Bay Rays. It was The Dark Knight was your movie of the year, basically. I mean, it was a whole different world the last time. The last time Ole Miss beat Florida, we'll see if Lane Kiffin can get it done.
I think Obama was campaigning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obama, absolutely. I mean, it has been that long. And Lane Kiffin might end up being the Gators head coach this time next year. We could be talking about it.
Please don't say that.
Everybody's just ready to open up the checkbook for him, including your LSU Tigers.
We are.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do your Throwback Thursday clip of the day. This goes back to spring training 2024 on the heels of the Texas Rangers World Series Championship. You have El Blondi, collision course, in the clubhouse. He is your new first base coach. And this is the man that we all love.
How do you feel about the glue guy title, championship glue guy? Does that feel like that sticks?
I love that. Yeah, you know, for me, that's just
it's a part of who you are, you know. It's everyone always asks, what's it take to be a good teammate? I say be a good person. You know, put others before yourself. It's a pretty simple concept. And when you care about winning more than your personal statistics, it's just how you live, you know.
And it helps when you have great hair, too.
Well, that definitely comes into play, too. People flock to you when you have good flowing mane.
I'm surprised that your boy Josh Smith cut his hair. I thought you guys were the long hair bros together.
I'll tell you what, it makes it easier for me to take the title of best hair in the clubhouse because he was giving me a run for my money. So he's out of the picture now, so I guess I'll take that title.
Okay, from a championship standpoint, what has the championship done for you in the offseason? Is it brings confidence? Are you getting out of speeding tickets? I mean, what are you getting first in line? You haven't bought a beer in Arlington, I would imagine, all offseason long. I'll be pissed if someone charged you.
I wish that was the case, but no, for me, honestly, it just made me a little bit hungry to win more. You know, it's one of those things that, nothing will compare to that run that we made. Nothing will give you an adrenaline rush better than that. So it's that desire to do it again, you know, so it makes you want to work a lot harder.
Hell yeah. We're going back to back on this thing.
Let's do it.
Now, championship ring, what's your championship finger?
So we're going to go right ring finger because the left one's obviously taken for a much better woman. So I'm going to go right ring finger.
What's the what size is your?
I think it was a 10 and a half.
That's good. That's strong.
Yeah. Well, we're baseball players. Strong hands, you know?
Yeah. You don't. What do you? Did you do things specific for your hands to strengthen them this time of year in spring training?
Yeah, like grip strength a ton. Farmer grips. Honestly, just like hanging from a bar, like just hangs, just anything you can grip and hang onto. Walking around with kettlebells in my hands, squeezers, grippers. Usually, you know, for me, I'm constantly trying to just grip anything and just continue to make my forearm.
You got that vice grip, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're not doing the Jorge Posada way of doing the hand strength?
No, not doing that one. I'm sticking with my own technique.
Now, you are familiar with that?
Is that peeing on the hands?
It's peeing. Is that what that is? You nailed it.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
I'm not quite there yet, you know.
In due time, you know, you sort of mature into those things.
In due time, for sure.
Have you seen a teammate ever bust that move?
I have not. You know, that'd be a strange conversation in the shower. I don't know if I'd be able to shake their hand afterwards. So I think it's a good thing I haven't seen someone do that.
If a teammate asked you to help him with that, like, do you feel like there's a teammate in here that you'd be like, okay, I would, boy, for you, you know, because we're brothers and we want to win another championship.
If somebody got, you know, stung by a jellyfish, it might be easier for me to relieve their pain doing it that way instead of on their hand.
Okay. Now, but if it guaranteed you a title,
guaranteed,
it was like Janko, you pee on your teammates' hands, we're doing that. We're getting another ring. Okay, you're getting more jewelry, more banners, more glory.
Line them up. You know, okay. Line them up.
Which one of your teammates do you think partied the hardest post championship?
He's no longer a teammate currently, but it had to be Hedgy. You know, I don't think anyone enjoyed that more than Hedgy. He had a good time there.
Who's gonna replace him when it comes? I mean, there's a Hedgy size,
oh boy,
butt void.
Oh my gosh!
In the clubhouse now. Whose butt gets drawn on this postseason? Maybe he's not here now. You know, Hedgy was you acquired him in the
with our next catcher. You know, who we got? Andrew. Miser. I think he's gonna have to fill that role.
Hey, dude. Hey, for championships, as you said, like, line up the hands. If I gotta pee on him to win, like anything to win.
If that's what it takes.
If I told you that one of your teammates has been described as being extremely impressive from the waist to the knee, who do you think that is? You might have a locker that's close to him.
Oh gosh. Adolis?
It's a fair guess. I'm going to leave you hanging on that one. Have you ever had a crush on a cartoon character?
Mm-hmm. No. Power Rangers don't count, right?
No.
No. Kimberly, but she doesn't count.
Oh, Kimbo. What about, you've never seen Aladdin? I mean, Jasmine.
You know, honestly, I haven't.
Bro.
Never seen that movie, Jasmine?
Yeah.
She's got it going?
You go watch Aladdin, you come back tomorrow, you're going to be like, yeah, I got a crush on a cartoon character. Finally, who's the teammate that is most confident walking around shirtless in the clubhouse? That's got to be Adolis, right?
Oh,
or is it Evan Carter now that he's bulked up?
You know who it is? It's Josh Smith. He's not afraid to show it off.
He's got the gun show, dude.
Yep, he's not afraid of Adolis. I'll hide it a little bit, but Smithy's not afraid to show it off.
How many dong balls are you going to hit this year?
Hopefully one.
Just one dong?
That's all I need.
Game winner?
Yes.
Walk-off dong?
Yes.
Janko, baby. Glue guy. Champion. Love you.
And now your new Rangers first base coach. What an absolute legend.
Can't wait till you get back for round two of that interview.
Yeah, true.
By the way, I will insert myself in the story. I was during the championship parade. I was there at the urinal with him and Hedgie.
Hedgie and Janko. That's right.
We were. It was a race to see who was the most hammered of the three of us. But yeah, it was a. I walked in there. I'm like, oh, hey guys.
Nobody's beating you that day, Brian.
And nobody was beating me that day, but it was a lot of fun.
You're one seed.
Number one seed.
I do have an answer to the question: how many times has Ole Miss played Florida since 2008?
Okay,
counting the 2008 game. Only four.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
For a while there, yeah. And it's
weird how they divided up.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Aggies, they've been in the SEC for forever now.
Yeah. They played
Georgia like one time.
Yeah. But they've got it now where we've got three of your permanent opponents. So we're going to nine games. So you got three permanents, and then everybody else rotates.
Yeah, this is the second year in a row they're going to play now. So
yeah. I'm looking forward to next year, like Texas plays at Baton Rouge. So me and Bennett are going to go to the game. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. It looks like Chick-fil-A is going to roll out a limited item, and maybe it'll stick forever. The chicken and waffles all day. Basically a Chick-fil-A chicken with the waffle buns. And you can get the syrup with it, the whole deal.
Let's go.
Chick-fil-A's leveling up here.
Can I get the spicy?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. I mean, hopefully this thing sticks around for a long time.
I get it on the regular sandwich, the breakfast biscuit, and the spicy Southwest salad. You know,
that's your wheelhouse?
It's very versatile.
Somebody told me their salads are good.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their chicken's good, right? So,
well, sometimes salads, they pre-make them and put them in that little refrigerator thing, and they get a little wilty.
See, if Wolchuk was here, he could give us the 411 on how they build those out. Are those kind of pre-made, or are they throwing fresh, like, hot nuggets or whatever in there?
I think they're kind of opening it up and throwing the nugs in there, but I think they're building the salads before.
They're doing them fresh every day, probably.
I just worry about the wiltiness.
I would, too. You know, as a guy that's tried a lot of fast food salads.
And we washing that lettuce, too, is another thing. Got to wash that lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah, the chili salad is just like, but the Chick-fil-A, it's like major restaurant quality, I would say, their salads.
Wolchuk, by the way, saying you can get the spicy.
Nice.
For the chicken and waffle deal.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know the chicken and waffle was a thing.
No, they're gonna roll it out officially starting December 1st, and I think it's only going to be in certain spots initially, and then hopefully
like
it'll catch on and take over.
Like us?
I heard San Antonio.
Oh.
Is going to get a little love there. Charles Barkley's cracking jokes
is
already.
Is it bone-in chicken or chicken strips?
It looks like it's it's like a chicken sandwich.
Okay,
filet.
The patty joint? Okay.
Yeah, and the patties, and then the waffles are
the
buns.
Okay, yeah.
I wonder how good the waffles are. I bet they're good.
They got to be better than the Taco Bell waffles they tried out. It could be a freaking Eggo for all I care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dawson, he eats Eggo, so what are you worried about over there?
I just think that the Belgian waffle or a lot of waffles overly plain.
Like, don't you like fresh waffle or fresh waffles, right?
I would prefer an Eggo, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Especially the thick and fluffy ones, the next generation Eggos.
I mean, they're doing it right. Don't get me wrong, I got respect for the Eggo.
They're putting sugar and they're putting flavor in there. Well, a lot of your standard waffles are too plain.
They must have come a long way because those things were cardboard joints, as Lucas would say.
Cardboard joints. I like that.
Hey, by the way, speaking of, can you unveil what your name is in your girlfriend's phone?
Oh, yeah. In Dr. Michelle, she she put my Brian Broaddus.
Any emojis?
With the hugging and the kissing and the heart. Yeah. With my big, here, let me see it on the camera.
Lovey
right
dovey, oh, with your face on it,
right
too.
There we go.
Yeah, that's love right there. Yeah.
One of my buddies, his wife has him in her phone as Clyde, which is short for Clydesdale. Pretty cool. Maybe better than the Girthquake nickname.
Yes, me.
All right, we got to step aside. We'll
Matt
across
Khalil.
With the Fan After Dark, see what they got cooking here coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now to find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Thursday night. Gentlemen, how the heck are you? Cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah, a lot of...
We learned the other day that the fan cam doesn't turn off.
No, it doesn't.
Learned that.
Yes.
Yeah. But on breaks, it doesn't
yeah,
turn off.
It doesn't.
No. Somebody texted in, they said, like, how's that geek bar, Fred?
Yeah, ripping and running the other night. Had no idea that everybody could see what we were doing. Now, luckily, they can't hear us. Yeah. Because that would get us in trouble. But although it's over the internet, so I don't know that it would. As long as it's not over the radio airwaves, because the internet, it's, you know, all bets are off.
That's right. So. There's nothing better than hearing that on the air, though, when somebody rips a vape and holds it in like Chief with his famous jewelry drop.
the cloudy voice.
Good point on the Cowboys.
What do you guys have planned for the show tonight?
I'll tell you what. We've got a loaded program for you this evening. I'll be out tomorrow and Saturday. So this is, in fact, this will be the last Fan After Dark until Tuesday. Normally we're on Friday and Saturday, but like I said, I'll be out the next 2 days. And then, of course, Monday night we got the Dallas Cowboys. So it's a fun-filled show this evening. Obviously, we'll get into some Cowboys. Are you guys of the opinion, and I may be using turn, now I know you'll know this word, and you should know this word because you got a teenager. There was a picture taken today of Logan Wilson standing next to DeMarvian Overshown. And we all know DeMarvian's, you know, draped up, dripped out, got all the gear on. Meanwhile, Logan Wilson is just in
looks like
short,
a Penn State linebacker.
It looks like your average middle white linebacker, right? And somebody said, I'm crying, Logan Wilson has no drip. We disagree. We think that the fact that he has no drip.
Is drip.
Is drip.
Yeah, I agree. I want my
That's
linebackers
it.
To look like that. So shout out to Logan Wilson. I got zero
Black and, he's number 50, and he's number 55?
Yeah, I mean, double nickels
on.
Is pretty good.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
Does he wear gloves, though? I hope he's wearing gloves on his
head.
Okay, that's all you need.
But no sleeves.
Yeah, no sleeves.
But
that's
no
fine.
Sleeves. I'm here for it.
He's a thumper,
right,
man.
That's right.
Maybe like one bicep band. That's about it.
I'm going to pay off a tease that I teased yesterday and never shared, and I'll just pay it off now. I'm expecting a Jalen Phillips-like performance out of Logan Wilson on Monday night.
Oh, like first game, new team, tearing it up.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, everybody, oh, Jalen Phillips, you don't know what you're going to get, this, that, and the other. Logan Wilson, he's been demoted, he doesn't care, Now, Logan, I think Logan's going to bring the pain on Monday night.
I thought you were saying he was going to get down there on the edge and rush the passer.
I'm saying just as far as a bounce back, like, oh, this is what this guy's capable of doing. Maybe we didn't see
it. He's a good player.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're hoping for with our boy Logan on Monday night.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, for Broadus and Chief. Fan After Dark coming up next. Fred and Blake, have a great night, gentlemen. And we'll catch up with you, I guess, on Tuesday. Good luck to your son there in the high school football playoffs up there in Kansas. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going on with the nation. At ease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.